This is M&N Sports. I'm Mike Graham. The Twins snapped their six-game losing streak with a dominating 12-5 win over Cincinnati yesterday in Ohio. Byron Buxton homered twice. Ryan Jeffers went deep. He drove home four. Cody Clemens also hit a long ball, and Brooks Lee extended his hitting streak to 18 straight games. Twin shortstop Carlos Correa says they had a good approach at the plate up and down the lineup.
I think the way we controlled the zone today, you know, we were tough outs all around, 1-9. Everybody controlling the zone, swinging at good pitches, and when we do that, great things happen.
Correa says it was nice to have Byron Buxton to get them going early in the game with a leadoff homer.
It was great to come out swinging like that. You know, Buck coming out of the gate with the homer, and then he follows up with another one. I mean, and then Cody with the big homer to give us that boost. Definitely a great game overall from everybody, and let's build on that.
Correa says Buxton right now is dialed in. He had four homers in the three-game set.
He can carry a lineup when he's going like that, and we've seen it before. And right now he's in the best moment of his season, and you know, he's helping us big time. So let's keep going.
The Twins are back to .500. They're home tonight hosting the Milwaukee Brewers for game one of a three-game interleague series at Target Field. The AAA Saints snapped a seven-game slide with an 8-2 home win over Toledo last night in St. Paul. The Lynx are back in action tomorrow night when the LA Sparks come to town. Minnesota practiced yesterday at team headquarters in Minneapolis and welcomed 11 young players as part of their junior dream team for the day. Lynx guard Kayla McBride.
I'm having a great time. It's a really special day when the dream team comes and hangs out with us. It's one of our favorite days of the year, so we're just happy to have them part of our squad. And I'm glad, you know, we got a chance to be on the court with them. I remember being young like this and not having an opportunity like that, so it's really cool and special day for us.
As for the game tomorrow night, the Lynx and Sparks will tip it off at 7 o'clock at the Target Center. Minnesota has the league's best record. They're 11-1. L.A. comes into town at 4-9, losers of two straight. This is M&N Sports.